Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of August 2018, and this is the 855th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's quite a strange morning. I'm looking at the sky, which is dark grey just above me. But over the water and looking to the other side of the Derwent, there's this pale greeny-blue sky and quite white fluffy clouds rising from the hills. And looking in the opposite direction towards the mountain, you can see the shape of the mountain under grey cloud, but the grey cloud is totally thick and comes right down to the bottom of it. So rather than the mountain, all I can see is this thick grey cloud. It must be so dark and misty up on that mountain. I don't know. Next to the black cloud above me, there's some lovely deep blue sky. So it feels as if someone hasn't been able to make their mind up today about what sort of day it's going to be. It's as if I can see about five completely different weather conditions in neighbouring suburbs. Hello? So I'm heading towards the mountain but not going as far as it. Knocklofty is, from where I'm coming from now, it's in front of the mountain. And I was thinking that this kind of cloudy mist might also be covering Knocklofty, but I don't think it is. I am wondering whether there's any snow on the mountain. Can't quite see. The closer I get to it, the mountain sort of disappears as I come up this hill. I'm not sure whether I can see snow or cloud. I think it's cloud. Pretty chilly this morning. I just looked at the current temperature. It says it's 6, but that it feels like 2. And there is a wind which is going to stop me from what my original intention was. When I first woke up and looked out, the sky was really quite clear. And there was a bit of sun. Well, there wasn't sun there then. It was actually hadn't come up yet. But when it did come up, it was sunny. And I had planned to... Morning. Go up onto the ledge and to do my qigong, but I am going for a walk. As I set my intention to you yesterday evening, and I'm happy to say that's where I'm heading. But I'm going to stop podcasting for a little while just so that I can put my gloves on. It's chilly. It is pretty chilly. I do like it chilly. But I also like to be dressed for it when it's chilly. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. I've just come across two really whopping wallabies. I think they would be about chin height. A lot taller than most of the ones that I see that probably are about waist height or smaller. What the first one gave me a bit of a shock, but the second one, I'd kind of got used to my sense of size when it came along. Beautiful, beautiful brown wallabies. Quite often the bigger wallabies are grey. They're kind of, I imagine they're just older wallabies, but these ones were still kind of really had that lovely reddish-brown sheen to them. I'm quite pleased. I did end up doing qigong on my favourite stone shelf on coming up Knock Lofty. I thought it would be too windy, and it really felt as if the weather could do anything at all. But it's quite sheltered from the wind that we've got today, which I think is probably, I was going to say northerly, but I'm not going to say that because it's really hard to tell. But it was quite strong. It's really hard to tell the winds because the trees just sway in all directions. It just either feels windy or not. It's much easier to tell when I'm at home and I can see the direction that the wind's coming from. So I spent about an hour doing qigong on that shelf, and in the meantime, the day began to look a bit more uniform, the weather for today. It just seemed to settle to grey, and none of these other strange things happening. It may lighten up later, who knows, but the next few days look to be mainly wet and windy, and, well, one of them looks really warm but wet and windy, and the others look as if they're going to be in the low teens. I've now come up on my longer walk. I'm still overlooking Hobart, if I turn my back on Knock Lofty and the water. And I would love to do the big long walk, but I know Tuesdays get very condensed, and so I think I need to go home and have my breakfast. Tuesdays are the day that I go to the writer's cave, which means all up that I need to have eaten my last meal by 4 o'clock. And that's a bit of a challenge. So if I go home now, I'll be home in about 45 minutes and have a late breakfast and then have this other meal. Kind of combination of lunch and supper, I suppose. Lupper. And get myself a bit prepared for the cave to see what I'm going to be working on. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to be working on, but I want to have something that is completed tonight, something that I can send out. So I need to figure out how best to do that, where to expend my energies, I suppose, in whether I have an introductory kind of paragraph to locate the people who are reading it, or what. I think what I need to do first is go through what I've written and make notes about places that don't yet make sense. And so either omit them or put in a little bit of explanatory text if I can't quite get this finished. We'll see. As long as it's clear, it's fine. So what I've done now is come on this first part of my lovely long walk. I'm going to go up to, well, I'm on quite a steep hill at the moment. I've paused halfway. So I'm going to continue up this steep hill, but then I'm going to cut across to the main track and come back down again instead of continuing on this lovely track. But I'm really glad that I've done this today. I haven't really come for a proper walk since I was away at Wagstaff Point, and I was beginning to feel a bit stiff and puffed. I was really puffed coming up the first bit this morning, but the Qigong helped that a lot, so it's been much easier doing this next bit. I'm going to upload this podcast when I get back, so it'll be one that I send off early, because I suspect I'll find myself out of time if I don't. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or that you're about to have a good day, that you have been able to engage with whatever is most important to you, or are able to engage with whatever is most important to you, and whether that is thinking about it, being right there in the nitty-gritty of it, whether it's dreaming about it, or whether it is planning for the way it is going to happen in the future, or maybe reflecting on something that has been important to you. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I'm going to upload this with a photograph of one of the pink markers that has led me to where I am right now. Thank you again very much for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.